This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we studied 1 Peter 3:15 through 16 to see how to give a persuasive response to those who ask questions about our Christian hope. There is always a danger for self to get in the way when trying to be persuasive in our presentation of the gospel. So Peter says we are to respond with gentleness and respect. Let's consider what is meant by respect, or as the King James Version puts it, fear. Wardlaw's commentary explains, "This fear is self-distrust. It is tenderness of conscience. It is vigilance against temptation. It is the fear which inspiration opposes to high-mindedness in the admonition, 'Be not high-minded, but fear.' It is taking heed lest we fall. It is a constant apprehension of the deceitfulness of the heart and of the insidiousness and power of inward corruption. It is the caution and circumspection which timidly shrinks from whatever would offend and dishonor God and the Savior." Thayer identifies the meaning as reverence or respect for authority, rank, or dignity. Knowing that we are what we are and have what we have only by the grace of God, we must be clear to give God the glory and honor as we present His gospel. Remembering God created in His image those we are seeking to persuade with our answer, we must show them respect as well. We are ambassadors who should show due respect to the one we're representing as well as the one to whom we are sent. When we function in this way, we'll keep a clear conscience. This is a delicate task with great responsibility and eternal consequences.